Okay, let's talk about brushing our teeth. 75% of us use old, worn-out bristles that are ineffective, and even more people forget to floss daily. Good health starts with good habits. Quip makes it easy by delivering all the oral care essentials you need to brush and floss better. The Quip electric toothbrush has timed sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended 2-minute routine, and there's even sized-down versions designed for kids. Paired with Quip's anti-cavity toothpaste in mint or watermelon, you get all the ingredients teeth actually need, and none they don't. Quip also has an eco-friendly refillable floss with a dispenser you keep for life, an expanding string that helps you clean in between. Quip brush head, toothpaste, and floss refills are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5 each. A friendly reminder when it's time for a refresh and to stay committed to your oral health, and shipping is free. Join over the 3 million happy customers and practice good oral health care easily and affordably with Quip, starting at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/baller right now, you'll get your first refill for free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/baller. Spelled getquip.com/baller. Quip, the good habits company. Yo, what's poppin', everybody? You are listening to Behind the Baller podcast. This is episode 87. Man, bro, you already know. I am your host, Ben Baller, the Korean Liam Neeson. You can call me the Korean Daniel Day-Lewis. But of course, most people might know me as the modern day 200-pound Bruce Lee. With the belly, you know what I'm saying? With the motherfucking belly. Yo, what's good, people? Check this out, man. I cannot wait to get the fuck out of Los Angeles. Shit is tense as a motherfucker over here right now. I mean, emotions are sky high. I don't know if we're separated. I think the only thing we separated from is the police right now. I'm seeing, you know, all cultures, all races pretty much unifying. The only people upset, like really, really upset, are the Trump supporters. And let me get this straight with y'all. Let me tell you something real quick. I mean, I guess by background, some people, if you don't know me and you just know, you know, my income, things like that, you know, where I stand on my, just my finances, right? People might think that I would lean on the Republican side, right? And then if you see who I hang out with, the type of people I'm with and stuff, you would maybe see me on the Democrat side maybe, right? And everything else. And to be honest with you, I'm not either way. I just don't fuck with Trump. You know, when people really don't fuck with it, look at, man, I grew up with George Bush and, you know, he was fucking terrible. You know, I mean, for Kanye West to even say, man, George Bush don't care about black people. How the fuck do you, yay. Like, I know you, dog. How the fuck you support Trump? That's crazy. And you know what? Really crazy. Mike Rapport had Mike Tyson on his show, right? And I didn't want to ask Mike when I was on the show. I didn't want to bring it up. There were so many things I want to talk with Mike with. In fact, if you look at the Mike Tyson hotboxing podcast, I might have the longest motherfucking episode on there. You know what I mean? My interview was long as a motherfucker. We could have went on. Going back, Michael Rapport asked Mike Tyson, like, yo, how do you support Trump? And he said a great thing, you know, but at the same time, this is why I got to cut the shit, because Mike Tyson is so fucking just, man, he's way more articulate than anybody thinks he is. He's well-versed for a long time. You know, the rumors before social media that he was like, not, he was dumb, everything else. This motherfucker is brilliant, read a lot of books. He's a smart dude. And he asked him, he said, how could you support someone like Trump? And he said, one, man, you know, when everyone said, fuck me, you know, everyone was against me. The whole world was against me. And I had rape charges. I was, you know, going to jail and everything else. Trump was the only person that had my back. You know, I fought at his casino and all this other stuff. And he had my back when everyone's saying, fuck Mike Tyson, fuck this dude, fuck this. And you know what, man? I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I know there's some Netflix show called Trial by Media. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm sure it's interesting. I just, something about me lately, man, my attention span is literally 7 minutes. And it's not even that long. It 7 minutes if it's exciting. I'm on that fucking, the fish. I'm on the fish memory span, you know what I'm saying, right now. But anyways, Mike, look, bruh. I mean, you know, at a certain point when you're down and everyone's against you, you know, and you got somebody who's been there for you, you got to look and see what this person's about, you know? And I think, other than that, I think Mike is insanely amazing. He's incredible. But I really think about it, and I think, like, yo, man, there have been times where I wasn't liked. And I mean, I'm not liked now, right? I mean, I'm obviously popular, right, to a certain extent. And there's people who fuck with me. And sometimes I'm surprised because, you know, I'm very vocal about what I say. Surprisingly, there are times when I shut the fuck up, but it's because, or how do I say this? I calm it down. Because sometimes when I'm yelling, I'm like, man, motherfucker, 2 + 2 = 4. They don't realize that. And they may think that it's wrong because of my energy. And that's just me. I don't know. What do you want me to do? Do you know? It's like a Ferrari can't ever be. It's just not going to be slow. If you're in an old Ferrari, especially when you're in first, second gear, the motherfuckers are jerky. You know, shit's got a lot of torque. And I got a lot of torque in me. When you got torque, when you get the stoplight and you push, you know, the gas a little bit, the motherfucker peels out. And that's just me. That's exactly how my behavior is. But going on, there have been times where, you know, I had nobody on my side. I've been like, man, it's weird. I mean, I got kicked out of a lot of schools. So, you know, I was a loner. And I always found a way to get, you know, make friends and whatever. That was never an issue. But, you know, there have been times people like, oh, I ain't fucking with you. I remember when I got to football camp when I was in college. And people were like, man, fuck this dude. Man, he's too much and blah, blah, whatever. Fuck this guy. And I had the whole football team against me. I was like, man, fuck everyone here. I'm here to play, bro. I don't give a fuck. Now, I should have been more unified and maybe whatever, but I just didn't want to be fake. You know, that was me. It just was what it was. And I think being from LA and the LA personality was, it was maybe too much, you know, and everyone was very clicky in college. This is the early 90s. This is 91, you know, and it's a different time. And like, you know, I remember this one dude was like, he's like, come on, man, let's hang out. You know, let's do this. And I just knew, man, I was like, this dude is nothing but trouble. This dude is bad news. Everything about him is on some fuck shit. And I just think Trump obviously has been a scumbag all his life. But he maybe wasn't as bad as now he's in the office, whatever. I never really I didn't know too much about Trump. I just know that when my man, rest in peace, Mac Miller did a song about him, then Mac got into a lawsuit and the motherfucker had to pay him and it was a fucking nightmare. And tell you the truth, he was just fucking showing Trump love, which was crazy. And end up being a fucking nightmare for him. Going on, just because somebody got your back and they're showing you love, and when everyone else is saying, fuck you, and they're there to support you, that don't mean that person is a good person. You know, brother, you are a fucking legend, man. You were in a bad place, whatever it may be. I would have motherfucking helped you out at that time. Had I been by your side, I would have fucked with you. I would have gave you some bread, whatever it would have been, you know. And that goes to say right now, I'm seeing people, you know, stress is at an all-time high. The all-time of all-time highs. It is literally that fucking teapot has been sitting on the pot too motherfucking long, and as you hear the shit doing, now motherfuckers, what's the next thing after that? An explosion, you know, anxiety, heavy, everything is fucked up. And a lot of people right now, especially black people, they're noticing right now that there's a line has been drawn. It ain't been a thin line. It is a very evident line has been drawn in the sand, on the pavement, you know, and on the in the wood, whatever the fuck you want to say. A line has been drawn and motherfuckers on one or the other. I do see a few people that are right in the middle, and then they're like, man, if you're in the middle, then this. And it's just like, look, man, there's arguments on each end, but I want you people to understand this, all right? people who are depressed, have anxiety, everything else, you can still have friends and feel all that shit, okay? Now, some people say, oh man, loneliness is a motherfucker, it sucks. Yeah, I do think though at the same time, some people don't know how to have friends. They don't know how to be around. They get so dependent on the shit and they just don't realize that, man, having alone time with yourself, it could be very good, it could be very dangerous, okay? But what you don't want to be around is the wrong energy and the wrong people, okay? And I don't give a fuck how good someone's been, if you've been good or whatever, man, at a certain point, people outgrow each other. At certain points, people disagree. That's cool. When does the friendship end? When you realize that you motherfuckers will never see eye to eye ever on anything, okay? It's just, that's how it is, you know? And when people grow up, you know, that's why they say sometimes you don't have your childhood friend. Be like, oh man, I grew up with this kid. We was in a playground together. We was in diapers together. Oh man, I went to high school with this dude. We was this, this, and this. Look, bro, all that shit is cool, but where are y'all with each other now, right? With me, I was a mover and shaker. Sometimes I brought people up, but I was like, yo man, they waits on me. You know, it was a different people. It was a different thing. I was like, I got to get focused. Motherfuckers ain't on the same page as me. I need to go out and make some bread. I can't sit and depend on nobody else. I'm down for the teamwork. I'm down to help other people. But what you need to do right now is you need to get the fuck out of my way. Now, if y'all want to help me, let's do this. And some people helped. Some people didn't. Some people were cool. Some people weren't. Some people were cool that I debted. I just said, yo, I'm not really debting you. I mean, you know, in a way, they're like, oh, this dude baller, man. He just debted everyone, got focused. And I'm like, well, that's... yes, technically yes, but yo, y'all still my peoples and it's all good. But when it gets to being a grown ass adult and being a grown man, having kids and certain things like that, you're gonna realize no matter how close you are with your friends, it may sound crazy as fuck, you're gonna realize that if your friends don't have kids within 3 or 4 years of age, you know, of your kids, then you're going to be hanging out with them less. It is what it is. Now, if they want to come around cool, certain things, you know, whatever. But like, if your girl is cool with, you know, your wife and, I mean, you know, your boy's fucking wife is cool with your wife and things like that, and y'all have kids, man, even if y'all don't get along that much, you're going to hang out because of kids and things like that. And that's just the way life is. But at a certain point in time, when someone is bringing you down and you just ain't got time for it and you've just been sucking all that bad energy, and you want to spit that shit out, man, there is nothing wrong. Even if that person's been supportive. Then when people are, oh, you need any money? Oh, you need me to help you? Oh, I could help you move. I could do this, this, and this. And then everything they say is just like, oh, man, these fucking Chinese people, man, the motherfuckers smell like this and da-da-da-da-da, whatever. Oh, I can't stand Persian people. And they just like have something bad to say about everybody. Now, if they're joking, making jokes, like people hit me up all the time, like, hey, Mac Rapaport's a fucking racist, isn't he? I'm like, actually, he's not, right? And you got to understand, he's also a stand-up comic. Comics, they have a different way of humor. And a lot of people don't have that. You have to have thick skin in general. I don't think sensitive people could be that successful. Now, you could be, you know, how do I say this, man? You could be successful. I'm sorry, that's the wrong way to say it. I think if you're in the public eye and you're sensitive, and I'm saying, you know, you got to be a fucking wall, but you got to have thick skin. Period. And it's just got to be throughout years. At a certain point, you got to release the anger, you know, of course. But what I'm getting at is some people suck you dry and you may have people around you and they're just sitting there talking that bullshit. And it is okay. I'm telling you right now, it is okay to drop a motherfucker. Be like, yo, man, you know what, man? Or how about, why you got to give, you ain't got to give nobody an excuse. Some people will tell you, hey, man, you know what? I deserve this much. You know, I gave, no, fuck you. You don't deserve shit. Block. They have no reason why to fuck. And then they get to that point. It might be that, you know, uncomfortable, awkward confrontation. And people are like, oh, I'm just not confrontational. And because of that, people who are non-confrontational, I notice that they don't know how to say no. And what happens is they just end up fucking around and hanging out with people that they don't like forever. And I notice a lot of times too, people talk shit about their friends. You know how stupid you look? Because then you're hanging out with someone that you don't like, that you're talking crazy about, and then people see that about you, and they immediately, that's one immediate personality, you know, like they see that trait in you. Like, man, this dude's talking about his mans like that. This dude's spitting at his man's girl, whatever it may be. It's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you hanging out with people you don't like? Why would you follow somebody on social media that you don't like? That's not me. But back to Mike, and saying that Trump was, you know, someone that was there for him. Look, man, at first I was like, damn, man, you know, I see where he's coming from. But then, you know, we get into where we are now. and the shit that's going on now, and not even just coronavirus, just everything, just the crazy shit that he's talking about on this real dictatorship style, you know, behavior. Bro, I can't rock with that, man, you know? And it's starting to be tough to hang out. Look, I could be cool with somebody, to be really close friends with somebody. Man, that's a tough one. I ain't gonna lie to you, man, you know? Now, religion, look, man, if you believe in the devil, yeah, then maybe that might be, all bets are off there, okay? If you Scientologist, there could be some things, you know, here and there that are off. I had some Scientologist friends. I used to fuck with this chick who was Scientologist, and I would see it here and there, but she was cool. And then I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not trying to get into this life, right? But you can hang out with people and disagree with, well, then again, see, man, I'm very open-minded. I was about to say you can get a lot of people from different religions and stuff, right? But then, nah, man, you see the